This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
2 Chronicles chapter 17 says in verse 3 and 4, "The Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the former ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and did not according to the acts of Israel." That was just a wonderful read, but that's not what really led me to him or kind of pulled me into the reading about this king. It began in a small part of verse 7 in 2 Kings chapter 3, when Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made the commitment to King Jehoram, the king of Israel, to go to war with him against the king of Moab. And that agreement, Jehoshaphat says, "I am as you are, my people are as your people, my horses as your horses." And as my mind goes, that sounded pretty familiar. You may recall Ruth's pledge to Naomi when she followed her, "Your people would be my people, your God my God." It's a really big deal offering up all of your stuff, your people, your resources to help someone. So I was pretty curious about this king and his character. And if you aren't familiar with him, I hope that you will take the time to read 2 Chronicles chapter 17 through 21. But just to fill you in those chapters, we learn about how Jehoshaphat followed God and had a heart for God. Well, until the last few verses. But we'll get to that. You see, God introduces him as a man who took pride in the ways of the Lord, it says. He set out officials, teachers, priests throughout the cities of Judah to teach the people the book of the law of the Lord. They had forgotten or they had not been taught. So this guy, this king, he had the reputation of having the Lord on his side, seeking the Lord, so much so that all of the kingdoms around Judah didn't dare make war with Jehoshaphat. They knew God was on his side. And when he was in trouble, when Jehoshaphat was in trouble, he found himself on the wrong side of the battle. He realized the situation. Verse 31 of chapter 18 says, "Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him." God recognized that he had set his heart to seek God. Verse 3 of chapter 19. Jehoshaphat was the kind of guy, he appointed judges in the land, and he charged them, "Thus you shall act in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a loyal heart." 19 verse 9. He was the king that sought God when nations came together to destroy God's people. And he is the king that had the character to stand up to pray to God in the middle of the assembly, the middle of all of Judah in the house of the Lord, begging God for mercy and guidance and help with this battle. And when God answered him and said, "You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." Chapter 20, verse 17. And then Jehoshaphat bowed his head to the ground and he worshiped his God. Then, when it was time to go to that battle, he and his soldiers went to the battle, singing the praises to God, giving thanks for his loving kindness is everlasting. And God fought their battle for them, and they won, of course. And God gave Jehoshaphat rest and peace from all sides, chapter 20, verse 30. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? It was, until I read the last few verses. You'll find those in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 35 through 37. Verse 35 says, "After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, allied himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly." And chapter 21 begins by telling us that Jehoshaphat died, and his son did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, I was drawn into this story because of that small part of that verse that reminded me of another godly situation. So I started looking at the character of this king and was reminded of a person who commits his whole heart to God. Mostly, I guess, until I came to those last few verses that seemed, just out of character for such a great man. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened in all of that. And maybe the reason doesn't matter, and maybe that's why we're not told why he made that alliance with that wicked man. But his story, it really isn't different from a lot of people that we know in those final few verses, right? But you know, when I was thinking about final verses, I thought about when our Savior was on the cross and those final few verses. After he prayed for another way, after being tortured and tempted by the crowds who said, just give up and come down from the cross. And when his Father turned his face from him, I hope you recall his final verses on that cross. And just in case we've forgotten about those verses, maybe it would be good to hear them again. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the evil of the temple was, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Luke chapter 23, verse 44 through 46. You know, sometimes I think we just forget what we're doing in our final verses. And Jesus didn't. He stayed on that cross. And in his final verses on that sacrifice, that should help us through our final verses. And it is today for this that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.